Hi, I'm Blake Miliukin. I've decided to start this podcast because I feel like I have a voice to be heard, or an opinion that matters. I'm a 20-year-old, white Canadian male that loves to talk. I don't just like to talk about one thing, though. I have opinions on all sorts of stuff. I love Canadian politics. I love American politics. I love sports and comic books. I want to talk about books and movies with you guys. And also different problems that seriously need to be attacked all around the world. So I want to encourage people to listen to this podcast, help spread awareness about different problems, because we need to start having these conversations with ourselves and our neighbors. I hope you enjoy this. In our first show today, I'd like to start off by talking about a serious issue to me and actually a huge reason why I wanted to start the show. That is, people my age that don't want to learn about what the politicians are actually doing or saying. We are the future generation, so we need to be informed. It's terrible because we need to hold the people running our country accountable if anything happens, and we need to start talking if we don't like something. That way, real change can be implemented. For example, Donald Trump would have never been voted into office if people actually read into the things he does, like saying grab her in the pussy. And that's just one small thing that he did. But unfortunately, nobody wants to have the conversations. Nobody wants to actually change anything. Nobody wants to talk about the fact that he was really endorsing sexual assault, making it out to seem like it was fun, but rather just laugh and make it seem like it was a joke. Many people are fine with meeting status quo and putting their complete trust into somebody that will lie. You'll notice me bringing up American examples a lot, and that's just because there's so many right now. So for example, the tax bill that was just pushed through earlier this year, people are happy with it because some companies are giving small bonuses out. Their wage might go up 50 cents. For the next year or two, life will be a bit better. But then what people don't understand is that their taxes will go up after that. Also, you shouldn't have to have your taxes hyped up just so you can get a fair wage. They should already be giving fair wages. Another example is a tweet that our Prime Minister made just a couple days ago. He said that he was passing a law to require ID at the point of sale for a firearm, and that he was having more restrictions on assault rifles. Now that sounds great, and I saw many people online that were very happy with him, mostly because of the recent news of the school shootings in the States right now. The thing is that you already need to show ID at the point of purchase, as well as there's an assault rifle ban in Canada. So really, he's not doing anything for the Canadian people. I think people need to start holding Trudeau a lot more accountable for some of the things he does or says. Right now, he's trying to tackle issues that aren't really issues. If it's changing mankind into people kind, giving money to accused terrorists, or trying to regain Middle East connections. The reason I bring these up is because we don't have problems with the Middle East. So if it's not broke, then don't fix it. So guys, I urge you to start having these debates with people. Start understanding how our political system works. And if enough people are informed and are willing to take a stand on what they believe in, then our world would run so much better. Guys, I hope you liked my short little podcast there. Only 5 minutes, but I hope it was very knowledgeable for you. Feel free to email me any suggestions of topics you'd like me to talk about. My email is super simple. It's blakemilleryukin@hotmail.com. That's my first and last name at hotmail.com. Also, if you'd like to join me in a show or have a discussion, feel free to reach out. Again, I hope you guys enjoyed it.